This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump asked how the economy would look if the Fed didn't raise interest rates on him like they've been doing incrementally since he got into office. He said they kept Obama's interest rates essentially at 0%, but they're raising them on him. President Trump, let me explain something to you, sir. You are not being graded on an affirmative action curve like Barack Obama, a.k.a. Baby Black Jesus. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. And I criticize all the things that were done to make Obama look good. If you stripped all that away, Democrats would hate him. Black folks would hate him. Women would hate him. The only people that would like Obama, honestly, are green energy folks, Muslims, and the LGBT community. That's it. Everybody else, he failed miserably. And even those other communities that he so-called helped, he really hurt them in the long run. He built up resentment. I would venture to tell you, the many people who were coming around to the LGBT community, you know, as an example, now sort of resent it. Look at all the transgender stuff that's being thrown in your face. Let me give you an example. And this is a story. I'm reading this. As the transgender movement has developed, so too has its focus on the transitioning of younger and younger people. Trans kids, all one word. It's like a trademark. According to the About section of the Transgender Youth website, is, quote, a safe and affirming place where helping your kids live fully and embodied is our only goal. Fully and embodied. Transkids.biz, which is dedicated to providing young folks with gender expression gear and resources, not only recommends transgender children's books like Who Are You? The Kid's Guide to Gender Identity, but Who Are You? Be Who You Are. It markets and sells garments and prosthetics designed to fit young children between the ages of 8 to 13. Now, when I say prosthetics, you might be wondering, what, Kevin? Is it for the transgender kids who've come back from war? No. When I say prosthetics, I want you to consider maybe something along the lines of a strap-on. Okay? Each prosthetic and piece of clothing is casually described as if it were a blouse in an old department store catalog. For example, the Tuck Buddies underwear, which is meant for biological girls who identify as boys, is described as follows. These clever undies have an extra panel in the front to help your kiddo have a smooth front. With a modern boy short look, Tuck Buddies can help your girl feel more confident and comfortable. Here's another one. The Masho Packer prosthetic penis is a much requested piece from Japan that we are able to offer in limited quantities. This smallish prosthetic is angled downward for a more realistic and less outstanding package. While designed for adults, there is one of the smaller packers. This is one of the smaller packers on the market. Folks, if I were parodying the LGBTQ community, I couldn't do it better than this. This is reality. You're hearing it on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get in on the fun. See, I don't have a problem with people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, or questioning. I don't have a problem with any of it. Do what you want. What I have a problem with is when you take your issue and you say, doesn't everybody feel the way I feel? No. No. And let me tell you what I'm tired of capitulating to. Kevin, you got to think of this from the standpoint of a transsexual person. No, I don't. Why do I have to get into that mindset? Now, I'll tell you, I've done it. This is why I call my organization the Black Sphere. Get inside of the sphere, go all 360 degrees in every direction and look at an issue and come out with a good thought. And here's my thought. I don't understand it still. Now, it's because of the way that I'm wired. I realize different people can be wired differently. So in other words, I get that society can choose and dictate how things go. I understand that. Every society does it. And sometimes we do have to understand that the human side of all of this outweighs societal impact. That being said, there are people, for example, that have foot fetishes. I don't know how that could intrude on my life, for example, but if you have it, I don't expect to be legislated for it because I don't have. I might have a hand. I do kind of have a hand fetish. It's not like a fetish where I go on websites looking at people's hands, but I think that beautiful hands and feet intrigue me. And it isn't because mine are jacked up. In fact, I have very nice hands, to be honest with you. And my feet are okay. But I've seen, you know, like you'll see a commercial where somebody's talking about toe fungus. They run those on my site all the time. And I'll see these things and I say to myself, you know, that person has beautiful feet. Because for whatever reason, but I don't have a fetish. But here's the deal. If I did have a fetish, I wouldn't want to. I believe that every internet site should have to have a beautiful foot in the advertisement. It would be stupid. When you're doing movies, you must have people with beautiful feet if you're going to have open-toed shoes. Because I do not want to see ugly feet when I go to the theater. Who's with me? You get what I'm saying? Folks, we let these people go way too far. How, at what age can a child really understand their sexuality? Now, I don't have an answer for you, but here's what I will tell you. People mature at different rates. People understand themselves at different times. If you do see something in your son or your daughter, and you say, through natural circumstances, my son is more effeminate, my daughter is more masculine. Put your daughter in sports, put your son in art, and let the chips fall where they may. And when they get to be 18, encourage them in their ways. I would not try to take a sissy boy and make him into an amazing fighter. Okay? I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do that any more than I can make a poodle become a pit dog. So why would I do it? I would encourage this person to express themselves through their artistic being. And whatever comes out of that is okay. Gay boy, butch girl, whatever, it's okay. But let them find their own way. These people are doing this earlier and earlier because their agenda is essentially to marginalize us. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour, folks. I promise you, we're going to have a fun hour. So hang in there with me. Kevin Jackson, Jr.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I just talked about Trans Kids, a website set up to help kids younger and younger deal with the idea that they're transitioning or whatever. And we did. We looked at the numbers of transgender people as a matter of society, and it's minuscule. I don't remember the numbers, but I'll tell you this. Out of 325, 330 million people in America, there's like, what, a million transgender people. It's a really small percentage. And the left treat it as if it's some burgeoning new market, you know? Just telling you, I don't get mad at them for doing what they do. They're crazy. You know, it's like trying to reason with an insane person, but I get mad at us for not fighting back, not pushing back. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us, and I hope you will. Freedom of speech, folks, is gone for us. I remember when I was growing up, we talked about transmissions, and we'd say tranny. If you say tranny with a transmission, people still, oh, that's insensitive. It's insensitive. No, it isn't. It's a transmission, and I don't like saying transmission, so I say the tranny. Hey, can you pull that tranny? People do that. That's what they say. Now you've got to be careful. Who are you around? Who's going to report you? Freedom of speech. Gun. Say gun in a crowd of leftists, man. Yes, I was out looking at, you know, firearms, gun, whatever. You want to trigger some leftists? Just use that word, any part of it. It's crazy. Anyway, a woman got banned for wearing a shirt that had the definition of a woman on it. I'm not even kidding. She got banned for having a shirt that had the definition of a woman on it. Young mother's name was Rebecca Worsbell. She was wearing a black T-shirt with a message that it's about as literal as it gets. It said woman, noun, adult, human, female. Okay, no big deal, right? It was a big deal. She's out and about on the town. She was going to have some fun and meet some friends. She slapped on that shirt. And boom, a gay man took offense to the dictionary definition of a woman. And she got booted from a place called the Five Clouds Tap and Bottle Pub in Macclesfield, a town in Cheshire, England. She was out to have a drink, have a pint with some friends, you know? That's what they do in Britain. Anyway, here's how the story goes. She told me that the shirt I was wearing was upsetting. This was a gay person. She told me that the shirt I was wearing was upsetting people because it was transphobic and not inclusive, so I was barred. The owner of the restaurant came up and told her that. That's what she told the news outlet. She says what she meant was that I was somehow offending men who say they are women because my T-shirt did not include them in the definition of a woman. There aren't even any transgender staff or patrons at the pub. It's crackers. That's what she said. Oh, man. And here's what's really funny. She is a supporter of the feminist group Fair Play for Women, which opposes a proposal to change the Gender Recognition Act. Folks, I keep telling you, inside of the leftists, they have lots of you know, infighting. They don't like each other. So the change, what they want, would allow people to declare the gender of their choosing without medical verification. So, again, I come back to the women's movement crushing itself, and this feminist group goes, mm-mm, we get it. We understand it. We're tired of losing races to men, biological men. We're tired of getting our butts kicked in the boxing ring and the MMA ring to men. We're tired of men winning our awards. Feminists and transgender campaigners in the UK have been feuding over whether the change that could harm the safety and privacy of women. Get it? Look, folks, this is not some conservative cabal who we're a bunch of guys getting together going, okay, we've now got women exactly where we want them. We're not doing it with our evil lab. No. This is leftism destroying itself, and I'm cracking up because leftism is really fun to watch. You're watching it here. This is a feminist who proudly proclaims her womanhood, goes to have a good night out. She's 34 years. I mean, it doesn't get any better. This woman is a 34-year-old mother of one, and I think she's a single mom. And she's going out, you know, probably got a break, got baby daddy to come over to watch the kid or grandma or somebody. She goes out to meet with her girl pals, and she can't even do it without some LGBT go, you're not inclusive enough. And get it, the dude who said it, he's not a transsexual. He's just, he's a B or a G. He's a gay guy or a bisexual guy. He's not a T, and he's certainly not an L. But this is where what we've gone to. Member of Parliament David Davies told the paper, terrifying, this insidious creep of open debate no longer being tolerated and freedom of speech being suppressed is now spreading from our university campuses to the streets of our historic market towns. It is a very sad day when a woman is barred from her pub for wearing a t-shirt that states the obvious because it might offend transgender people. Now, that was from the member of their parliament, and he expressed it better than I could have said it. And I don't know if you know how pubs work in the UK. When you have a pub, it's your pub. It's a neighborhood pub. So getting banned from your pub is a big deal. It's like everybody in the neighborhood, well, you know, she was banned. Her name was Rebecca. Rebecca can't come in here anymore unless she wears a different kind of shirt, you know? And these people, ask the average patron of the pub, they don't give a crap about this. They're like, what are you talking about? The girl comes in, she has a drink, she's part of the crew. According to Wurzbell, she says, a confrontation began shortly after she sat down next to a gay man at the bar, Micah Johnson. Asked him how he was doing. She did the worst possible thing she could do. A feminist actually spoke to a guy she was sitting next to. She says, hey, how you doing? And he says, I don't want to talk to you, to be honest. Please leave me alone. So she says, I left it. I didn't say anything else. A half hour later, a staffer from the bar came to her table, said she was no longer welcome there. She was informed that she was upsetting people, and Micah was crying. The gay man. He's not transsexual. He's crying because it was amazing. I mean, she mumbled a bit about it being transphobic, that I had been transphobic previously. She then said I was barred and that she had been nominated by other bar staff to come tell me that I asked if she thought it was troubling that I was being removed from my local, from my own local because I was wearing a feminist t-shirt that had upset a gay man. But she just repeated that I wasn't being inclusive. That's the world we live in, folks. Wear the wrong shirt, utter the wrong word, and everybody freaks out, and we're up a creek. This is what leftism is bringing, and I'm telling you, I'm not putting up with it. I hope you won't either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump met with Republicans today on Capitol Hill. Now it's the Democrats' turn. President Trump invited Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi to the White House, where the president will meet with them to discuss an end to the partial government shutdown and border security. The president has floated out the idea of potentially declaring a national emergency to fund the border wall, to which Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
What this president does, you know, what kind of precedent are you setting? He may have the authority to do that, but I'm hopeful that the normal process of negotiating through the appropriations bills will get us where we need to go.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is prepared to step down when Bill Barr takes over the Justice Department. Barr was the former Attorney General for President George H.W. Bush, and President Trump selected him to lead the department. A judge is tentatively setting May 6 for Harvey Weinstein trial to start in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A women's march in California was postponed earlier this week. Organizers pulled the plug on the January 19th march in Humboldt County, California, because it was too white. Here to explain the decision, Kelsey Reedy, one of the organizers of the Eureka Women's March in Humboldt County. All right, Kelsey, I thought the Women's March was about being a woman, not about what race you were.
It is about being a woman, but we also acknowledge that it needs to represent all women and not just some women.
So you thought that the Women's March was going to marginalize other women?
Without their voices being represented, yes, that is what we feared. We are postponing it because of a lack of representation from our leadership team and not just the participants.
Okay. Does it matter the race of the women that's in the march? Why does the race matter? I thought it was about the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
So, again, this march is not representative of the people in Humboldt County, but, again, like, having this march be just a response to the inauguration of Trump is really missing the underlying issues, and that's what we want to focus on. So Trump is only a symptom of the larger problems of patriarchy, white supremacy, and capitalism, which are all under the umbrella of colonialism. So without making sure that we're representing women who are impacted by all these systems, then we wouldn't be doing it right.
Colonialism.
Correct.
What does America have to do with colonialism?
Well, all the headlines are talking about the overwhelmingly whiteness of Humboldt County, and that's not fair to say without acknowledging why that is the case. And that is the case because of the genocide of indigenous peoples.
Okay. So that's the reason you guys canceled the march, because hundreds of years ago, your white ancestors killed a lot of Native Americans here?
We postponed it, not canceled it, and we postponed it because the leadership of who was putting on the march did not represent who all were living in our community. And so having, you know, an event that is labeled by cats would cause more damage to to people who identify as indigenous because they already had to experience the horrifyingness of having American soldiers cutting their reproductive organs out and their genitalia out and wearing them as hats. So the fact that this march is symboled by the hats is just exactly what it is that we want to work against.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That's just a little dose of leftist crazy for you. Yeah, glad you guys are hanging in there with me. We're getting to the end of the program, and I always get a little punchy. I don't know what we want to talk about here. Holy cow. That was Jesse Waters interviewing that girl. By the way, I'm just not a huge Jesse Waters fan. I'm not. I don't get it. I don't get what people... I listen to these interviews, I'm going... I get he's trying to be smug. I don't know if you could see if you did see the clip of that. You know, he's kind of using the facial expressions and acting very nonplussed. You know, just kind of okay, and chiming in every now and then, but no real challenges. And look, I get it. He's only got her for a short amount of time, and I will give him credit. He just let her talk herself into a circle there. What are you gonna say to these people? They canceled a women's march. Why? Because they wanted to represent all women. All women. It wasn't representative. The leadership of the march didn't represent the women who were going to be. So in other words, if you live in an area that's 96% white, you can't have a march because you don't represent all women. Unless the leadership, of course, you have a black, a brown, an Asian, you know, whatever. That's why I get... What if you care about women, do you care about the color of women? If there was really going to be a discrepancy in this march, and I've been talking about it this hour, what about trans women? Were they represented? Men who became women. I want them represented in everything that is women. I'm this close. My fingers are held very closely together right now. I am this close to joining the trans women movement. And demanding that everything involving women say that they don't have to have, progesterone? They don't need boobs. They don't need a vagina. All you gotta do is say you're a woman and that's it. And then I'm gonna lead the revolution of men. I'm talking about real men becoming women. Cause why not? We don't have to get rid of our genitalia. We don't have to have boobs. All we got to do is declare. Who's with me, fellas? Because I'm going to be the biggest, baddest lesbian on the planet. Unless somebody's already beat me to it. But do you understand how ridiculous this is? But here's what she said that was interesting to me. Maybe you caught it. She says, this movement can no longer be about the inauguration of Trump. I want you to understand this movement, this march that was taking place every year for 3 years has been about Donald Trump's inauguration because Donald Trump is the reason women suffer. And she went on to say this. She said, Trump is just a symptom, though. He didn't create it. He's a symptom. And what is he the symptom of? Patriarchy, white supremacy, and colonialism. Who was this girl's daddy? Does she have a black daddy? This is a white girl from suburbia where they're going to call off a march because there's too many white folks. And she's talking about patriarchy, white supremacy, and colonialism. And you know what's funny to me when I hear those words? I say to myself, do these youngsters even know what this stuff means? We're in a patriarchal society. So people respect the man and the man's role. That doesn't mean that we're not in a matriarchal society. How many times have you heard the term, oh, she's the matriarch of our family? I'll tell you right now, the patriarch of my family from my generation now was my great-grandfather, Papa. Nobody denied it. The matriarch of my family was his wife. We called her Big Mama. She was his wife. She was the matriarch. Don't get it twisted. They ruled equally. They ruled together. I got I don't know. I only got a couple spankings from them, but I got equal spankings from both Big Mama and Papa. And it didn't matter. Whoever said it, I knew it applied. I didn't go, like, today kids will go around your back. You know, if Mama says something, they'll go, well, hey, Mom, can I do something? They'll go, you know, Dad will say no, and Mom will go, well, yeah, I'm okay with it. Then when you see him do it, you go, what were you, I just told you not to do that. Well, but Mama said I could. And you're like, you little sneaky rascal. But, I mean, it doesn't happen with me, but the point I'm making, no, it never happened with me, with my kids. That's your kids. Anyway, the point I'm making, folks, is it didn't matter who said it in my great-grandparents' household. It got done. It wasn't my great-grandfather rule the roost. My great-grandmother had an equal say. And I think America's been built on that. You know, behind every great man is a strong woman or a woman looking to kill him or something. I don't know what the official thing is, but women have had a strong impact on this country. And you know what? It's demeaning to women when they do this stuff. I think it's very demeaning. I think when you say, men built this country and it's a patriarchal society, if I were a woman, I would say that's absolute nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Women had as big a role in building this country. We weren't always treated fairly, but we built this country, and you know what? We now enjoy the fruits of America. Where do you want to be? But going back to this event, she talked about the overwhelming whiteness of Humboldt County. Now, why are you there? Why are you not recruiting more Hispanics and Latinos or blacks or Asians or whatever? If your county is so white that you can't even have a march because it's going to be dominated by white folks, which I don't completely understand, because if white folks want to march on behalf of women or on behalf of blacks, I'll put it this way. If you want to march on my behalf, I don't care what your ethnic makeup is. If you want to donate on my behalf, I don't care what your ethnic makeup is. Then she finally gets to the bigger picture of this, folks. The genocide of the indigenous people. We got to go back hundreds of years to her real problem with this march. It's going to be led by white people. It's for women. But the bigger picture is the colonialization and the fact that we kicked out the Indians years ago. Okay, I get it. I get that logic, Brad. Okay, so we did this and that and then carried it to 13.37? These people are nuts. We didn't postpone it. We canceled it, is what she said. Okay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Yes.
I've been waiting a very long time to ask this.
This sounds like trouble.
And I just want to know if the story is true or not. You were traveling to Atlantic City, and your limo broke down. Husband and wife pulled up behind, and the husband basically said, I'm going to help him out. So he helped out the limousine, and a week later, the husband and wife received the deed to their house paid off. Was that a true story?
Well, it's true. It's true.
That's awesome.
That just goes to show what type of man he is.
That was a scene from The Apprentice, and when Donald Trump was actually liked, and it's a true story. And there are others, like Trump giving money to Tamaresi when he came back from Mexico. I think he did bought him a house or something like that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I often talk to you guys about who decides who you are, what you represent. And I was having a conversation with a lady. She's 78 years old, and she runs an underground organization. And she says, Kevin, we keep off the radar, but we are very effective in sort of making sure the Republicans do what we want them to do and so on and so forth. And she's one of the people that's joining me in this new Tea Party movement. And anyway, we were talking about, I said, you know, because I was talking about the Tea Party movement in and of itself. I said, I love the Tea Party movement. I love the Tea Party people. I love the Tea Party name. And I said, I'll be doggone if I change it. I said, we've talked about it. And every time I come back to the conclusion of why should we run from who we are? We are not only the best people in America, we are the best people on the planet. You heard me right. The Tea Party people, the conservatives, the people who elected Donald Trump, call yourselves whatever you want. You're part of the Tea Party movement. And if somebody backed you off of that, shame on you and shame on them. But whatever ilk you call yourself today, I promise you, your roots are firmly entrenched in what began as the Tea Party movement and what should be heralded. We should be shouting it from the mountaintops. But I said, the best people on the planet, the people who volunteer. I was at a meeting and 50 people, give or take. And I said, just out of curiosity, how many of you volunteer and you help people, whether it's a food shelter, you know, food kitchen, a homeless shelter, whatever, how many? Hands, almost everybody goes up. I said, now, I don't know most of you, but some of you know each other. I said, those of you who have raised your hands, raise them again. I said, if you know somebody here, point somebody out. And they did. I said, okay, you too. Are you aware that you are working on your initiative versus this other person? And two people who know each other are completely and wholly unaware that they are helping and giving back to the community. And I said, now I want you to take that to the bigger picture. If you don't know that you guys are doing these things, who do you think knows? So let me answer it for you. Nobody knows. Now, collectively, we do more than Hollywood. We do more than all the charities on the left combined. They are nothing but ruses. They're money grabs for the people doing it. And nobody knows what we do. I want you to imagine when we start collecting that, gathering that information, letting people know what we do, and putting it out there. Let me explain to you guys, and I didn't mean to do this because I had plenty of other things to talk about. But when I was in this meeting, I said to everybody, I said, the Tea Party movement is a church. I said, it's run just like a church, a mega church. And I said, let me tell you how the mega churches work. They've got men's groups, women's groups. They've got divorce, you know, people suffering from divorce or recovering from divorce. They've got people recovering from drugs. They've got empty nesters. They've got all these. They've got many, many, many groups. And if you're in a mega church that's got 5,000 people, they encourage you to get in a smaller group. And the reason for that is if you just try to be involved in the entirety of the church, it's too big. Nobody really knows you. When you get in these small groups, you become effective. So there's a group of men, for example, who go over into Mexico. They take supplies and they build housing for the very, very poor Mexicans right across the border from Arizona. That's what one of the churches that I attend, that's what they do. Now, and it's a guy started it, a group of men said, I like that, and they became involved in that. Women go do other things, different types of relief. They help single moms and all these different things. The Tea Party is no different. It is a church. And that church has people that are concerned about all the various issues that we're talking about. And I want you to understand, when nationally this organization reconstitutes itself, and I'm going to do it, and you have 50,000 people dedicated to helping inner city single women get their footing, make better choices in men, learn how to deal with the psychology of life. When there's a group of men who get together, 50,000 men around this country who take young blacks and Latinos and stops them from being angry and starts putting different ideas in their brain. And on across the board, people that want to help out in homeless shelters, people that want to do whatever, whatever. I said, I want you to imagine that tea party. Then I want you to imagine that same tea party that's going in and looking at some of these governmental practices. And it's seeing things like, and I'll use Arizona as an example, where they are getting around law where they can't raise taxes by raising fees. So in order to pay off the teachers, the gangster situation that happened with the teachers in Arizona, the governor of Arizona robbed another group, the first responders. And then he robbed the citizens. And he says, we're going to add a new fee to your automobile. And instead of it being $12 to register your car, it's now $34, almost triple, to register your vehicle. Now, think about the number of vehicles in the state, the number of people that woke up one day, the next day, and maybe they were going to go get their car done. Maybe you're poor and you saved up that $12 and you had it ready to go. Well, guess what? It's $34 now for every vehicle you own. Now, I don't have a problem paying it. You probably don't either, but there are people who do. So we would fight on behalf, as the Tea Party, we would fight on behalf of the citizens of Arizona to say, you can't arbitrarily do that. So let me put it a different way. Somebody arbitrarily did the numbers and said, let's make it $34. Okay? Next year, if it almost tripled. So what do you think they're going to do next year? When some other new thing comes up, do they say, we need to go and get this done and we need to get some money? They go, well, we can't raise taxes, but you know what? We got automobiles fees, and it worked before, and nobody cared. So let's take it to 48. So they take it from 34 to 48. It's a $14 gain. No big deal, right? Yeah? Well, it's a pretty significant gain when you think of it's probably 30, 40% increase in a fee. And you have no ability to say anything. Many, many poor people suffer from these fees. Why is an impound fee hundreds of dollars? Why is the daily rate for impound $35, $40? It's sitting in a spot. What's that patch of land doing? Nothing. You know, your car is impounded for 14 days. The average poor person, you got to keep it. It gets sold at auction. These are things the Tea Party can be doing. Donald Trump has addressed this with criminal justice reform. He took on an issue that lefties try to make their own, and they haven't done it. In fact, leftism is a reason why the prisons are so overcrowded. Jerry Brown said this himself. He came out and said, I really screwed up in agreeing in mass incarceration with these stupid drug charges for an ounce of pot, and you're in jail for 7 years or 10 years or some crazy amount of time. He says, I really screwed up, but we fixed it. Did you fix it, Jerry, for all the hundreds of thousands of inmates, mostly minorities, who were hopeless and went out and found solace in these chemicals, and then you incarcerated them? Did you really fix it? He says he fixed it. I'm glad we repaired it. Are you going to repair their lives? The answer is no. So look, we've got an opportunity. That's why I started TeaPartyCommunity.org. And here's what we're doing. We're telling people, get over there and join. I don't care who joins the site, but if you're going to be active, we want your $5 per month. That's it. And we're going to go to work. And we're initiating lawsuits. We are initiating debates. We are initiating propaganda, which I don't think of it as that because it's the truth, our truth campaign, and pushing it out to leftists, particularly college kids and younger, and getting them to understand that our philosophy of life is the best way to go. Now, if you got somebody that has a better idea than I have, by all means call me, 844-551-8255, because I will happily join them. But I will tell you this, I've been trying to find out who's doing more, and there isn't anybody. And that's just the truth. I got enough on my plate, but this is important. It needs to be done.
This is
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.